America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
In the fourth, Nebraska starts their series tonight, and of course it's must-win weekend for Big Red Baseball. They need to sweep. There is a scenario where they could win two out of three, but if you truly want to control your own destiny, they need to sweep this weekend against Michigan State and still get a little bit of help. Damon Benning apparently has agreed to do cartwheels in his boxer shorts if Nebraska makes the Big Ten tournament.
Well, good for Damon. He was not going to have to do that.
Wow. Here we go again.
What?
You and your negativity.
Negativity? John, I just try to bring facts to the show, man. I don't know what you want from me these days. What do you want from me?
I want a little positivity.
All right, well.
You need to be a positive.
There are at least three more games left in their season.
There are at least three more.
If you love watching Husker baseball, you get three more times at least at minimum to watch them. Maybe five. Who knows? Maybe more.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
more.
True.
Casey, Mike's mom.
Yeah.
Says, just turned on the show and I hear how important good grip and soft hands are. That's one of the things I am known for.
Well, that's any good professional, good grip
gotta
and
have,
soft hands.
Uh-huh. Going back to the Jimbo and Nick Saban stuff, Adam says, part of me is convinced this was staged. WWE style, SEC stays on top and is back in the media. I'll be honest, John, when we began the show, I almost wondered if that's where your brain was going to be at.
This was not staged.
I don't think so either.
This was not staged. Because, first of all, why does Nick Saban need to do that?
Bingo.
He doesn't need to do that.
No.
And football is going to be on the minds of folks anyway.
Yeah.
He lives in the South. Football is on the minds of those folks all the time. There's no conspiracy here. This was just Saban unleashing a combination of frustration, he's nearing retirement, and sending an open challenge to his people that, hey, the gauntlet has been thrown down. These other folks aren't messing around, and we're going to have to get on our game as well. Now, I do also think, and one of Saban's points was that, you know, because he acknowledged, hey, we had over $3 million paid out to our players this year. Players that were already in the program. Actual NIL, in his terminology. The issue that a lot of people are having is that NIL is being used as a recruiting inducement. Now, am I under the impression that Alabama and many other schools aren't also using NIL as a recruiting inducement? Of course they are. Now, there can be a difference in how that is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you come here, you can get this much, or here's how much we'll pay you right now.
Correct.
But both are inducements. It's just one is more conditional than the other.
Thank you for saying that, man, because I'll be honest, one of my biggest frustrations about the entirety of this era, if you will, which is now, what, 10 and a half months old, is that thought that, like, well, I didn't think that they'd use it for recruiting. Because I want to say, what did you expect to happen? It's like, you know, the line in Tommy Boy, grab a tack hammer because I want to hit you in the head. What are you talking about? Of course this is what's going to happen. Whenever name, image, likeness was an idea, what did we say? Wow, this could benefit Nebraska because they have a lot of fans that would love to put money in your pocket. If I'm offering you directly, John Bishop, come to Nebraska, I'm going to give you $1 million versus, hey, John, if you come to Nebraska, I'm guessing that you'll be able to get paid $1 million. It's just a couple of different words in a couple of different spots, but it was always going to be a part of the process. And so that part is just, it's annoying me to no end because it's like, it's almost like people are like, ha, gotcha. You didn't think this was going to be for recruiting. And it's like, yes, I did. Of course it's going to be for recruiting.
But again, I don't think the coaches like Saban or any coach for that matter saw the possibility that they could lose some control
now,
over their program.
Now that's fair.
And that's something that I think Saban was speaking at the heart of last night he didn't mention it outright, but some of these other stories that I've been reading behind the scenes have been talking about that. Hey, we've literally had people operating our collectives go out and make offers on our behalf without really going through us. And so they're acting like de facto general managers out there saying, hey, if you come here, we're going to pay you this much. And there's not that communication. Now, some of you will also say, well, technically the schools aren't supposed to have communication. As we all know,
again,
that's a farce.
Yeah.
That's happening anyway. But it's that lack of control. Coaches want to have control over everything.
I said this
as much when the whole Penn State thing went down a decade ago, that the notion that Joe Paterno had no idea what was going on is so utterly ridiculous at its core, because any coach worth their grain of salt knows everything that is going on in their program. They know what's happening. And these are people that hang out with each other more often than they see their families. There are coaches out there that probably spend more time with their biggest boosters than they spend with their wives, because that's always been part of the job.
Yeah.
Of course they know what's going on.
Yeah.
But now, in this new NIL world, there might be some avenues now where there are things that they literally don't know that are happening. And that loss of control is something that will bring panic to a lot of folks. And I do think that's part of why Nick Saban went off last night as he did, because it's just everything culminating in this general frustration of, oh my God, what the heck is happening here? Why have we let this, you know, get out of hand like this?
Yeah.
We used to have all this control before. Now it's all out in the open. It's a lot more readily accepted in society that this is the way that the sausage is made. And I don't have any say in it, or I don't have as much say in it as I feel I should.
Yeah. And I mean, look, that definitely makes sense with Saban. You know, I always love telling stories about things that I've read or heard about him over the years. One of the ones that I think is my favorite is when he first arrived on campus, was, you know, as head coach, was getting a tour of all the facilities and stuff, and saw that the TVs in the locker room, and or in the weight room rather, and immediately was like, we're getting rid of those. No televisions in the weight room. And they got rid of the televisions in the weight room. He is a control freak. And look, he is one of the few coaches in the country where you want him to be a control freak, because it has resulted in an incredible run, the greatest run in the history of the sport, and it's happening in modern times. So it's funny, because maybe earlier we were wrong in saying, hey, he's daring his boosters to maybe be a little bit more involved. Maybe part of it is like, hey, this is still my program. Let it still be my program.
Yeah.
And if we want to do some stuff, you got to ask me about it first.
402-951-1620. Not only can you use it as a telephone device, but you can use it as a texting device as well. Yes, you can text us that exact same
number.
Oh,
man, I haven't been using that at all today.
Well, it's probably a good thing to use on a day like this, because it's very windy out here.
It is,
I don't know if
yeah.
you could tell on our microphones.
Uh-huh.
It is very... very windy out here. More on the Saban Jimbo flap. We've got more on the audio coming up, but coming up next, Robin Washit of Husker Online will join us as we are live at Tiburon Golf Course for the First Tee Omaha event. There are complimentary golf clinics going on. We see some little ones out there right now getting some one-on-one personal instruction, which is really cool to see. So the kids who like to just go out there, oh, that's a great shot. Little young man in the bright yellow shirt just had a nice shot, just got a little personal instruction, and just had a
oh
nice
high five
tee-off.
Let's you go got, yeah
high five. That's what you can learn here today at Tiburon. It's absolutely free. We're just off of 168th Street up Clubhouse Lane. Just wind your way up. It's really not far in off 168th Street at Tiburon. We're on the driving range, and you can also donate, and every $10 donation that goes to Share Omaha gets you entered in a drawing for some great golf prizes, over $5,000 worth of golf swag from some of the best suppliers in the game. You can win that as well. You don't have to even be here to do that, but we always appreciate everyone's donation to Share Omaha, as this is Volunteer Thursday. Also, if you have a youngster who's no longer a youngster, let's mm-hmm. say they've grown up. Let's say
they've got an adult club.
They've got adult clubs now. but you have some kids' clubs that you no longer have use for. Share Omaha is always in need of youth golf clubs.
Yes.
Because a lot of the kids that they serve are from families that don't have as many means. They would love to be able to distribute more youth golf clubs out there in the community and get kids playing the game of golf. So if you do have youth golf clubs, make sure you get in touch with the First Tee Omaha folks, and you can donate those golf clubs to Share Omaha so we can get them in the hands of kids and get them out here playing the great game of golf. And maybe one day they'll be up on that big screen playing in the PGA Championship.
Along those lines, Jed says, before we talk to Robin, I look forward to John's first question to Ryan Vermeer to be, what's it like to play in a minor major?
Yeah, what is it like to play in a minor major?
Let's see if you actually ask him that, Slick.
Slick?
Yeah.
Ryan Vermeer will also join us later in the program as well. We are live at Tiburon for First Tee Omaha on 1620 The Zone.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.